Holy Week, Thursday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now let us all with one accord, in fellowship with ages past, keep vigil with our heavenly Lord in his temptation and his fast. The covenant so long revealed to faithful men in former time, Christ by his own example sealed the Lord of love in love sublime. Remember, Lord, though frail we be, by your own hand we were made, and help us, lest our frailty cause your great name to be betrayed. Hear us, O Trinity sublime and undivided unity, so let this consecrated time bring forth its fruit abundantly. I will make you the light of the nations to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Psalm 71. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon, from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarsus and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will make you the light of the nations, to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save the poor, from oppression he will rescue their lives. Psalm 71 continued. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruits rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities, like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever, and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name, let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will save the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. A reading from Hebrews chapter 13. Jesus suffered outside the gate to sanctify the people with his own blood. Let us go to him then outside the camp and share his degradation. For there is no eternal city for us in this life, but we look for one in the life to come. Through him, let us offer God an unending sacrifice of praise, a verbal sacrifice that is offered every time we acknowledge his name. Christ humbled himself for us and in obedience accepted death. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had said the blessing, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had said the blessing, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. Intercessions. Let us adore our Saviour, who at the Last Supper on the night he was betrayed, entrusted to the Church the memorial of his death and resurrection to be celebrated throughout the ages. Confident that he will hear us, we pray, sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Christ our Redeemer, let us share in your passion by works of penance. Let us attain the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Grant us the protection of your mother, the comforter of the afflicted. Help her to extend to others the consolation you have given us. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Take care of those we have discouraged and those we have wronged. Help us to learn from our sufferings so that justice and love may prevail in the end. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself even to accepting death, death on a cross. Grant to your servants obedience and patience. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Share with the dead your bodily glory. Let us rejoice one day with them in the fellowship of the saints. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, since for your glory and our salvation you willed Christ your Son to be the eternal High Priest, grant that the people he gained for you by his blood may be strengthened by his cross and resurrection when they take part in his memorial sacrifice. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.